This is Dr. Chad Edwards, and you're listening to podcast number 53 of Against the Grain.
Are you tired and fatigued? Are you frustrated with doctors because they just don't seem to listen? Do you want to fix your pain without surgery? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we are the clinic for you. We offer prolotherapy, PRP or platelet-rich plasma therapy, and stem cell injections, IV nutritional therapies, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and functional medicine to get you back on track to optimal health. Call our clinic at 918-935-3636 or visit our website at www.revolutionhealth.org to schedule your appointment today.
Welcome to Against the Grain podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards, where he challenges the status quo when it comes to medicine. We get into hot topics in the medical field with real stories from real patients to help you on your way to a healthy lifestyle. Get ready, because we're about to go against the grain.
Hello. This is the super tall Marshall Morris, and today I am joined by Dr. Chad Edwards. Dr. Edwards believes that 80% of medical recommendations are crap, technically speaking here. He served in the U.S. Army. He is an author of Revolutionize Your Health with Customized Supplements. He's the founder of RevolutionHealth.org and the Against the Grain podcast. Dr. Edwards, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
You're doing well.
I am. If I were any better, vitamins would be taking me.
Oh my gosh, that doctor humor is just incredible today. It's so on point. That's awesome. So, Dr. Edwards, we've made it well into the second half of the path to 100. We're on 53 now.
That's right.
Okay, and I'm pretty excited. I see the hot topic today, but I want to let you introduce it.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, I'm having a lot of fun with this. I get great feedback from patients. I've gotten new patients because of the podcast. You know, it's my chance to kind of air my thoughts and processes, and certainly, you know, we want our patients to be able to get to know me, get to know the clinic better, and the more time they spend with us, the better they know us, the more that they understand kind of where we're coming from and how we can help them. So this has been a great forum in order to try to get some of this information out. And why do we do what we do, and how do we do it, and what can we do to help optimize health and all of those kinds of things. So I love it. I appreciate your help with this. You've been amazing with this process. So thanks for all your help.
Well, absolutely. And you know, that leads us, that's a great segue into our hot topic. I couldn't have done it better myself. What are we talking about today?
Well, so, you know, having the foundation of our clinic and the foundation of kind of what we're doing with the podcast and all those kind of things, I think it's good to think about the foundation of our architectural structure.
Okay.
And basically, we're going to be talking about bone health and a specific disease of the bones called osteoporosis.
Okay, so osteoporosis, does that mean I'm turning into a dinosaur, or?
No, that's petrification.
Okay, so not a dinosaur.
Well, I guess technically petrification is not you becoming a dinosaur. That would be, yeah, I don't know what that would be.
A fossil?
That'd be weird.
Okay, I'm with you. Yeah. What is osteoporosis?
So osteoporosis is basically where your bones are too thin.
Okay.
The reason that we care about that is because of the potential for fractures or, you know, pathologic fractures. Pathologic fractures come about because there's a disease of the bone and the bone breaks with a relatively minor load. So, you know, I can fall down a step and not break something, but, you know, an 80-year-old woman may fall down a step and break her hip. That's bad.
A little fun fact. Have you ever broken a bone?
Yes, but it was through stress fractures because of you know, all the ruck marching I had to do with some of the military stuff I did.
I've never broken a bone. I don't know what that is.
Mine was not fall down, go boom, snap, and, you know, that kind of thing. It was
just repeated. Like,
yeah, sudden, well, gradual onset of pain once, sudden onset of pain another time. But yeah, I broke the bone in half, but it was in my foot.
Oh my gosh. So would you say most are one way or another? Most are gradual, or most are fell and broke my arm.
My experience, both in clinical medicine in my clinic and in the emergency room, is they're all of a sudden, boom, snap.
Mm, okay. Yeah. Now osteoporosis affects, you know, bones in that they're too frail or they're too
correct.
Thin and
correct.
Everything. So would you say that's consistent with, hey, fell, bone was too thin, couldn't support my weight, and it snapped and broke?
Yes, I would say that the thinner your bones, the higher the risk for developing a fracture.
Okay.
So it's important to understand this process. What sets you up for being at increased risk for osteoporosis and fractures, and what can you do about it? So that's what we're going to talk about today.
So is osteoporosis a disease that it's black and white? One day I have it and the next day that I don't have it? Or is it a gradual, I fall within a certain range? Or explain that to me.
Yeah, so first of all, the diagnosis okay. is black and white.
Okay.
The achieving the diagnosis is gradual.
Okay.
I don't know of anyone that just they went from completely healthy to completely diseased. Now they may go, they may think their bones are healthy because it's never been looked at, and then they have a test and they determine, oh, I have osteoporosis. So one of the things that we do in our clinic is proactive, trying to identify things as early as possible and intervening as quickly as we can, as aggressively as we can, through lifestyle changes, adding supplements sometimes. Rarely, but sometimes medications to try and optimize the health of the bones so that, and everything else as well, so that you can live a normal, healthy life until the day the good Lord calls you home.
Okay. So let's get into it. What is that test? What is that range?
Yeah. So the gold standard for looking at bone health is called a DEXA scan. And the DEXA scan is looking at the density of it using an X-ray absorptometry and looking at the density, bone mineral density, and how dense are those bones, how healthy are those bones.
My mom's always told me that I've been pretty dense, so
yeah, this is a little bit different kind.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so the density, and that's measured with machines.
Yeah,
and how does that process typically go?
Yeah, so you would go into your doctor and they would say, let's there's a couple of different ways to do it. The one I recommend is a DEXA scan. And so basically it's almost like getting an X-ray sort of, and they'll spit out the results and they'll talk about the, absorption of this DEXA, dual energy X-ray absorptiometry or something like that. And we look at that and we'll get an absolute number, but the way we'll interpret this is what we call the T score. And osteoporosis is defined as a T score of less than a negative 2.5. So it's kind of a double negative and it can be confusing. So if the raw number is greater than 2.5, so like 3, 3.5, 2.6, you know, something like that, but it's a negative. And what that means, so we'll talk about that with the T-score. So when we talk about what the T-score is.
Yeah.
So this T-score less than a negative 2.5. So, you know, more negative. And that is osteoporosis, and that's specifically of the spine, hip, or forearm. There's another condition. It's kind of a, you know, I deal with pre-diabetes and some pre-conditions. Well, pre-osteoporosis is a condition called osteopenia, and that's just your bones are a little bit thinner, but not quite to the result of osteoporosis. And that is when you have a T-score of minus 1 to minus 2.5. So that range from minus 1 to minus 2.5. So you're not quite to osteoporosis, but we're on the path. So this T-score, basically all it is a statistical average. Actually, this is a standard deviation. So not to get too deep into the woods of what statistics means and what these definitions are, but basically when it's a statistical analysis of a population. So we've talked before about labs and what's a normal result on a lab. And if you go back and listen to our second podcast, we talk about that. How do we achieve normal? Basically, with a T-score, what we're doing is we're comparing the patient's results to young adult females. We're looking at, you know, young females, and we're looking at their bones, and we do an average and then two standard deviations. So each standard deviation, which, you know, that's just the statistics. So one standard deviation and then two standard deviations and 2.5 standard deviations. And so osteoporosis is when you look at the T-score of the patient that you're testing and you compare that to the young female, and where is that patient's labs in reference to that young female's labs? And so you would look and see, okay, the standard deviation is this patient's three standard deviations from the mean or the average of this group of people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what the T-score is. If you're one standard deviation away from the average, then you get a T-score of minus one. If you're 2.5 standard deviations away from or below average, then that's a negative 2.5. So it's a the osteopenia is 1 to 2.5 standard deviations below average. Osteoporosis is 2.5 standard deviations or more below average compared to the young adults. There's also what's called a Z-score, and that's where you're doing an age-adjusted. And I don't use that one. I don't know many people that do, but you know, so if you have an 80-year-old female, the Z-score would be how does she compare to her age, to her peers, not to a young, you know, like 20-ish-year-old female. So that's kind of the difference. So that's kind of what osteoporosis is, and it's basically this happens when there's an imbalance between bone formation and bone resorption. And because we're always in a constant state of turning our bones over. We have osteoblasts and osteoclasts. The blasts make new bone, clasts break it down. And so we're always in this constant flux and constant balance. We store calcium, we store phosphorus, we store a number of things in bone. Those things get mineralized. And it's important to understand that the foundation of bones is actually collagen, type 1 collagen. We talked about type 1 collagen a lot when we talk about ligaments and tendons and prolotherapy, because that's type 1 collagen also. It's a very strong protein, and it forms this mesh-like thing. And it's almost like the rebar in concrete. And collagen, you know, if you were to make a road and just lay out concrete, it would crack all over the place. It's very hard, but because of the ground, because of the weight on top of it, all those things, and it doesn't have a rigid structure within it to hold that shape, you'll get a lot of cracking. Bone is the same way. You need that collagen as kind of the rebar in the concrete. The collagen itself gets ossified. We get these calcium hydroxyapatite crystals and these minerals that go on there and calcify on that thing and strengthen it, and that's what makes bone. So it's not just adding new calcium to bones that makes it better. It's the collagen as a foundation and then calcifying it. And then as far as improving osteoporosis, it's the balance between the osteoclasts, the osteoblasts, building up and breaking down.
Okay, so we understand the structure of bone a little bit better now. We yep. understand maybe the definition of what osteoporosis is. How do I develop osteoporosis? Do I have it now? How do I know I have it? I mean, what are symptoms of that, or what are some of the leading causes that most people think cause osteoporosis?
Sure. So again, the way you know it is to get tested.
Okay.
You can look at an X-ray and they might say, oh, your bones look a little thin, but it's a very subjective evaluation.
Yeah.
So get tested, DEXA scan, probably one of the best ways to do it. Yeah. But causes of osteoporosis. The absolute, bar none, most common cause of osteoporosis is low estrogen. Now, we're mainly talking about women here. We're mainly talking about postmenopausal women. But there are a couple of other conditions that that play a role in this. One of those is anorexia. And when women have anorexia and they quit menstruating, that's certainly a risk factor. It lets you know that their estrogen levels are low, and they're at increased risk of having a bone mineral density problem. I have some patients that have had anorexia, at least in the past, if not currently, that have osteopenia and or osteoporosis because they had years without sufficient estrogen. So this is a major issue. It's one of the reasons that I am an advocate for bioidentical hormone replacement therapy postmenopausal, because it can really protect your bones from early resorption and destruction. Another thing that that causes low estrogen is postmenopausal, as I alluded to. So you stop having periods in your early 50s, late 40s, then you are beginning to break your bone down more than you build it up. So we want to make sure that we have a good reserve. And that really starts much earlier than most people think. You need to have solid, solid bones in your 20s. In fact, Depo-Provera, birth control shot. And you get it, you know, every 3 months for birth control. It's a progestin that suppresses or counteracts the effects of estrogen, basically. Many of those women become amenorrheic, don't have a period, but it also can inhibit their bone growth. And so we don't like women to be on it too long because it can negatively affect their bones. I prefer that women not take it at all because there's a number of potential bad effects, but that's another thing to consider. Interestingly, as I was reading through the statistics and preparing for this, I saw a statistic that women that have had a bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy, had both ovaries removed, had a 54% increase in the risk of fracture in their hips, spine, and their wrist. 54% decrease. Interesting study. I mean, interesting number. I don't know all the ins and outs of that, but you're increasing your risk of fracture by removing those. So estrogen is the most common. For men, low testosterone.
Okay.
Also a big advocate for testosterone. You can listen to some of our older podcasts on testosterone. Lots of benefit to that. But for men, low testosterone. And in fact, women that take testosterone, it's been shown to increase bone mineral density 8%. 8%. So adding testosterone to women can make a big difference, especially, you know, you've got a woman that comes in, she's had breast cancer, she can't take estrogens, testosterone. Let's get their testosterone up, and many of them feel better. The bones are much healthier. Another one is a condition called hyperparathyroidism. Parathyroid is a gland, or it's a gland near the thyroid gland, secretes calcitonin and parathyroid. But hyperparathyroidism causes an increase in calcium excretion in the urine. So we're just leaking out calcium. So that's something that can do it. A diet low in calcium. A lack of vitamin D, that can certainly do it. We're big on that in our clinic, making sure we get good vitamin T levels. Sedentary lifestyle, you don't shock those bones into growing thicker and stronger. And my athletic women, even well into their 50s, 60s, and 70s that are like big-time athletes, I don't ever see osteoporosis in them. In fact, I've seen some 60-year-old women with bones as healthy as the 20-year-olds. It's absolutely amazing, the effect of exercise. Thyroid. So there is this misconception or incomplete information about if you have too much thyroid that it has a negative effect on your bones. We're aggressive with thyroid in my clinic. Patients do better when they have good, healthy levels of thyroid, but you have to be careful about their bones. So we check those things, but there are studies showing that there is no decrease in the health of your bones on higher levels of thyroid. So that's an important piece. Smoking and alcohol. If you smoke, just quit. I mean, it's one of the worst things that you can do. It screws up your lungs, increases risk of cardiovascular disease, increases all kinds of problems, and it screws up your bones. So quit. Too much alcohol also has an effect and can decrease your bones. Certain drugs, I'm talking about medications, can increase your risk of osteoporosis. The two biggest ones are anti-seizure medications, and the one we all know about in medically anyway is steroids. So if you're on steroids, you got to be vigilant for bone issues. And then there are some medical conditions. A good example would be multiple myeloma. It's a cancerous condition, and that can increase your risk of osteoporosis as well.
So these are a number of different causes or things that contribute to osteoporosis or the weakening of the bone. Okay, and we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about maybe how to mitigate against that.
You got it.
And how we can strengthen, fortify these bones.
You got it.
Boom.
Vertical Limit Fitness constantly strives for better. Better mind, function, fitness, capacity, and community. They accomplish this through bodyweight boot camp style classes and high-intensity functional fitness classes. From group classes to private training, Vertical Limit Fitness elevates your health and wellness while helping you become able to do anything and prepare you for everything that life may bring along. Call 918-409-1633 or visit their website at www.verticallimitfitness.com for more information and to sign up for a week of classes.
And we are back. Dr. Edwards here joining me today, and we're talking about osteoporosis and just really the strength of the bones in the body. We want to build up the foundation of the body, the architecture, the backbone. You see what I did there?
I do. Okay. That's like a dad joke.
Yeah, that was a dad joke. So we talked about the causes before the break. Now, Dr. Edwards, what can we do to be more preventative and increase the strength of these bones?
Yeah. So obviously the first thing you want to do is in young adulthood, you want to do everything you can to make sure that you've got as much bone, because as we age, we're not going to deposit as much bone as we did in young adulthood. So starting early. So I'm just going to kind of rehash the causes and how do you fix that? So you got low estrogen, low testosterone. Well, hormone replacement. If your hormones are low, hormone replacement. We do a great job of that in our clinic. We follow our patients closely. Our patients report excellent success, feel great, and it really can make a big dramatic difference on their bone health. If you've got one of those issues like anorexia, postmenopausal, we got to fix those things as well. Screening for hypoparathyroidism, if that's an issue, then we screen for that. Make sure that your diet has good calcium, good vitamin D. Most of the time in my experience, the biggest thing that I see is low vitamin D. Vitamin D helps to regulate calcium. And we've got podcasts on vitamin D. Make sure you go back and listen to those. Vitamin D helps to regulate calcium, and vitamin D is actually a hormone, not a vitamin. And that can really help balance the calcium levels. And if we're still not getting good results, we may supplement with a calcium hydroxyapatite supplement. Sedentary lifestyle, go exercise, move. We're talking about weight-bearing exercise. And like I said before the break, my patients that are big-time athletes, they don't have osteoporosis. I just don't see it. We'll watch thyroid, and we'll just be aggressive and watch those things. Quit smoking. Avoid things like steroids, the anti-seizure medications, if at all possible. And then obviously these medical conditions that can lead to it. That's certainly something that you need to watch out for and make sure you got good screening and things like that in place. Then the last thing that I would recommend is there are a couple of supplements that can make a dramatic difference. And there's actually a study, and I don't know the reference for it. It was done by one of my colleagues in Hera, Oklahoma, and they studied one particular supplement and had phenomenal results. And this has, basically it has vitamin D, and it has a collagenated silicone, which helps to enhance type 1 collagen. And it also, so type 1 collagen helps with skin, fine lines and wrinkles, helps with hair and nails, the strength of your hair and your nails, helps with type 1 collagen across the board. But it's got a study on this one particular substance that had a 2% increase in bone mineral density. And I don't mean that, you know, our bones get thinner as we age and it slowed it down 2%. I'm talking it went backwards, went better, got better by 2%. So, and that's dramatic. 2% in this kind of stuff is a dramatic number. So, we want to be aggressive with vitamin D, make sure we've got plenty of that, plenty of calcium, add the supplementation as needed, and we've just seen really, really good results. This is something that you should not have to deal with.
Okay, so osteoporosis, something that before today, I thought was just kind of out of your hands. Some people get it, some people don't. You know, it's just kind of a variable and roll of the dice. But you're saying that you can actually take control and prevent the development and resulting beyond those, that 2.5, standard deviations, to develop osteoporosis. You can take control of that.
Yeah, some people are at higher risk.
Sure.
But there's a lot of things that we can do to mitigate those risks.
Okay. So osteoporosis affects everybody. Everybody's potential to get it.
That's correct.
Okay. So you as a listener right now, you got to figure out which of these things maybe can you improve a little bit on. I would challenge everybody listening that they can get better in at least one of these areas.
Oh, without question.
At least one of these areas. Yeah. For all the listeners that want to learn some more information about you or osteoporosis or the clinic, Revolution Health, what would you suggest that they do?
Go to our website, revolutionhealth.org. Certainly continue to listen to our podcast. And I think I think if you give good feedback for the podcast, I think your bone mineral density actually increases a little bit.
Shameless plug right there. Dr. Edwards, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Marshall.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards. Tune in next week where we'll be going against the grain.